This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, that's great. That is great. Rocky III, that's how it sounded. I have not made that call to Mrs. Fritz. I have not. I want to confirm.
Well, that's
I have,
good.
You can't talk like Clubber Lang. You can't talk trash like Clubber
Lang. A pitiful. Lang. But yeah. She might pity her husband.
Look.
I pity my husband.
I think Jack is playing mind games with you time around.
He may be.
I think you, who you're sort of strutting your stuff still
from the golf,
commandeered his brain because you did. You told him to drop it from his knees.
That's like the most insane thing I've seen.
The exact quote was drop from your knees, meaning drop the ball from your knees.
Yeah.
The words were drop from your knees.
And then you keep yelling, like, from your knees, from the knees.
Because he was
something.
Doing it from his shoulders.
And he literally drops to his knees. Like, that's the funniest thing I've seen in a while.
And that's why you do wonder if he's like Reek from Game of Thrones. I mean, you wonder if it's even there.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh,
wow.
My God.
You compare Jack to
oh,
Reek.
Oh, wow. That's, yeah.
Oh,
all right.
You just went
that's
there.
By the
that's
way,
too far. Yeah.
So Hulk passed away yesterday, and Hulk, obviously, legendary figure, entertained us for decades. We were just playing some Mr. T audio, John, of Rocky III, which, of course, Hulk was in and Mr. T was in. Let's listen another classic piece of audio to honor the Hulkster. John, you're going to like this a lot because you're remembering the 80s. Hulk and Mr. T. Let's listen to it. They joined forces.
I couldn't have found a better partner if I went off of the world, man. This dude kicks rear ends for a living, and it's going to be no different. If Mr.
That's right.
T...
That's right. You just tell me whatever you want to do, we're going to do it. I want you to get me strong, get me them pythons ready, man. That's what I'm going to do. You get me to the gym, teach me your way, then I'm going to teach you my way. We're going to be ready for these guys. The Piper and Orndorff and whoever else you got. The Broken Arm guy, whatever his name is. I don't care about him.
It's no matter, but the Eye of the Tiger, brother. Just like you taught me before in Rocky Creek.
That's right.
The Eye of the Tiger.
That's right. We're going to do it.
We're going to do it, man.
That's right. That's right. Peter
won it.
Peter won
it.
New York won it.
They have gotten together finally, Mr. P.
How great is that, right?
It's amazing.
It's great. Mean Gene pops in there.
Oh, they're right. Huffing and puffing and whipping each other into a frenzy. That is so cool.
I like how Mr. T forgot who the broken arm guy was.
Yeah.
Like, whoever that guy
is. Whoever the broken arm guy is, I don't even care.
The broken
but
arm
they
guy.
We're all right. Bouncing off at each other.
So we have two different Twitter poll questions of the day today, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's annual sizzling summer sales event is on now. Make sure you visit ArminChevy.com for details. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. First poll question, which celebrity death hit you the hardest this week? For me, it was Malcolm Jamal Warner, but all three obviously have hit a lot of people. A, Malcolm Jamal Warner. B, Ozzy. C, Hulk. Which one hit you the hardest? Second poll question, and James, give me this answer now. Are members of the afternoon show out of line to say that they think I am lying about getting an injection in the groin?
Yeah, of course they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you also just called Jack Reek from Game of Thrones.
Well, I might be out of line.
Well, that was out of line, too. I agree. Yeah, absolutely out of line. Yes.
All right. We'll talk to him.
Making Mr. T comments about his wife. Absolutely out of line.
Correct.
Yeah, it's good.
We'll talk to Elliot in about 10 minutes. A lot of issues, including, are the Eagles going to get a new stadium? New football stadium? Is that coming to South? Are we going to have to go through that whole thing again, where it goes, what has to get torn down?
Personal seat licenses,
oh
all of it. It was, oh, God.
Do we need the mayor involved? Is Camden going to get involved? Oh, are we back
yes,
to all
of
this?
Yes, of course. They're building a stadium. Oh. You don't think the mayor's involved? Come on.
Is Josh Harris going to find a way to weasel in there? Come on now. Let's go to Mike. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Joseph. Good morning, gang. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Mike.
I just want to say this really quick. Elliot, I hope you're listening. The idea of the Birds playing indoors is absurd. I mean, Northeast football is played outdoors, all right? Dome football is for soft teams, soft cities. That ain't up. So I am so dead against a rooftop for the Birds. I mean, I don't even see how it's debatable.
You and me both, Mike. I'm on the same page with you.
Oh, God.
But I also want to host Super Bowls.
I don't care.
You don't care?
I don't care.
You know how that invigorates our economy as a city?
John, hold on. Eagles get eliminated from the playoffs. Hey, let's have a big party in 2 weeks and have the Super Bowl here. No. Zero interest.
Yeah, there you go.
Zero. Then the stories are going to be about how we're rude to people, which we would be. Because
it would be pretty hilarious.
It's going to be like Dolphins fan. I'm talking 6 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now. Here come the Dolphins, and here come the Rams. Oh, welcome Rams fans!
All those
also
small
all the logistical stuff like will be so annoying. Like it'll be so annoying. The logistical.
I mean, is anyone experiencing that now? The logistical stuff already is with the FIFA everything coming here
and
next
this
summer.
Bigger.
Oh my god,
it's going to be a mess.
Yeah.
And by the way, when the Pope came in 2015, and I thought the city was way too conservative. Look, no one wanted to see the Pope assassinated. I didn't. But, I mean, there's a difference between having protocols and procedures.
And shutting an entire city down.
It
was crazy.
It was horrible.
I lived in Fairmont at that point. Like, I couldn't get anywhere. Like, I couldn't leave my house for the weekend because you couldn't go from zone to zone. It was
James,
crazy.
I knew a merchant, pizza guy. He was so excited that he was going to make so much money with, like, millions of people in Philadelphia see the Pope. The guy made squats hot because nobody could walk to his pizza shop.
You couldn't walk anywhere.
He was right in the action, and no one could get a slice of pizza.
Dude, I was right in the action, too. I was like, I could see the stage from my building, and I couldn't go anywhere. It was crazy.
The Pope stage?
Yeah, 2015.
Yeah, like,
Parkway.
Wow.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Crazy. So, listen, before I get to my quick Eagles point, I just want to say, anyone out there coming up to the Bronx for the game on Sunday, get my number from James. I'll see you there. Beer's on me.
Good for you, Mike.
I'll be wearing my Yankees gear.
Oh, yeah. No. You're Eagles fan that's Yankee fan. I forgot.
But, Joe, this is what I'm going to do, okay? Because I'm going to be wearing an Eagles shirt underneath my Yankees jersey. So when I see any of my friends from Philly, listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Oh my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joe. Listen, if it makes you feel any better, you know what this feels like? This feels like I'm cheating on my girlfriend with my wife. I mean, I've been a Yankee fan my entire life.
Cheating on my girlfriend with my wife. It took me a second to figure out what you were saying. I was trying to figure out. Fair enough.
All right, Mike,
I got a lot to get to. You can win the Eagles practice tickets, although you don't deserve them. No, you do. You're a fan. Give me an entertaining relationship between the two main people.
How about Ace Ventura and Ray Finkel?
Pretty good.
Yeah, especially with the Sean Young thing and all that, and you don't know. It's pretty good.
Pretty good. Did they interact a ton or only
a
little bit?
It was Sean Young. What, didn't it turn out that it was she was Ray Finkel, right? Wasn't that it? I haven't seen Ace Ventura in a long time, but I think that was it.
I think so.
Yeah.
And that was the Eagles and Dolphins in the Super Bowl, I think, that year.
Yeah.
Let's get to – by the way, reminder, Goff, next Tuesday. If you have Tuesday off from work or don't work or whatever, you work at nighttime, if you're available, Tuesday at noon, we're going to be at FDR Park. Should be a fun day. By the way, later this hour, I will unveil my 5 goals in the competition versus
Ooh.
Fritz. Now, everyone knows goal number 1, which is the only one that truly matters, like, the most, you know, to win. And I'm not saying just tennis, to win the overall. But I have 4. I've had 4 other goals. I wrote these down about a week ago. 5 overall goals in the competition versus Fritz. We'll see if I can get all 5 done. JB and Chestnut Hill. JB, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. John,
what's
how
up,
are
buddy?
You?
What's up, JB?
Hey, buddy. Funny story. You were talking about tennis, right?
Yeah.
The history is really known as I think it's Jeu de Paume, because they never started with handball, right?
Yes.
Handball with a net, and Charles Goodyear actually is credited for the modernization of the tennis ball.
Wow, did not know that.
A vulcanized rubber, which basically is using sulfur to make it harder to put inside of it.
Well, good for him. He created a heck of a game.
It was considered a side business for him.
Wow.
And they were changed yellow because of television. There was no other reason for it. It used to be black and white balls, depending on which country you're in. It was a black or white ball.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Good facts.
Pretty good stuff. It's all kinds of useless knowledge floating around.
There you go. What do you got on our sports scene, JB?
Yeah. I'm super pumped for the Eagles. I think it's almost like, I don't want to, like, get this into existence, but, like, how the Patriots were when you were, like, it's, like, the team's got the attitude that it's a business decision. Everything's, it's like, barring a major injury, I don't know who in the NFC is better than them.
Well, don't take it for granted that much, man.
You should feel good.
JB, first off, to be fair, and you know I loved last year's Eagles team. They were great. But we never did get an assessment of who would have won between a healthy Eagle and a healthy Lion game. Like,
the Eagles.
I don't know, James. I don't know that.
All right. I look at a healthy Eagles and a healthy Lions team, and I think the Eagles. And Vegas says, well, a healthy Eagles and a healthy Lions team as the season starts, and they say the Eagles. And we're way ahead of the Lions.
Yeah, and I agree with that, because the Commanders walked all over the Lions' defense. So if you just want to go defense,
well, they weren't. But JB, that's the whole point. They were missing tons of starters. I mean, and listen, both teams have lost players since then, so we'll never know who would have won that game. But the point is, Detroit is obviously one of the better teams in the conference, and many of their players that were injured, except for that one guy, John, they announced last week, who's out for the year. But the rest of their players are back. But they did lose a guy last week. He's out for the year already.
And they also lost both coordinators too.
Yes, they did.
Uh huh.
Yep. No, that's a thing for sure.
biggest thing, the offensive coordinator becoming the head coach of the Bears. That's, again, something Jalen has to overcome year after year. It's not as easy as he makes it look.
Well, Dan Campbell doesn't call plays, right?
Correct.
He has not.
Ben Johnson called the plays.
Yeah, so I assume the new OC does. I'm not following it closely, but probably.
Joe, going back a little bit earlier, you're going at James and John about, you know, the offense versus the defense.
Yeah.
I mean, is there another offensive line better than the Eagles besides maybe Denver and the AFC?
I certainly don't know one. I mean,
that goes to what I think James and John were trying to get a point of. Yeah, the defense is incredible, but our defense, they benefited from each other.
JB, just to be clear, John, in the first 5 minutes of the show today, said he's never seen a better offense in football. Come on. Are you kidding me? Come on.
I mean, the goal in football is to wear a team
down. You saw the Rams in 99, right? Did you see the 49ers in 89 and 90? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, they were fantastic.
Did you see Peyton Manning in 2013 with the Broncos? I mean, come on.
That was the best, one of the best defenses in football with the Broncos.
Well, you know, that was in 2015. They had the best defense in football. In 2013, they had the best offense. Yeah. 2012, 13. I think 12 and 13, where they were rolling. 12 is when they lost to Flacco, and 13 is when they lost, got crushed in the Super Bowl.
This is the only offense that has yet to be stopped.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I agree.
This Eagles offense.
You're talking about last year or this
year?
Has
yet to be stopped.
This group? Well.
Yeah. Those other offenses from those other teams, they figured it out. You know, every year, defensive coordinators.
Well, the 99 Rams played a close NFC Championship game. But let's not act like the Eagles didn't play a close divisional round of the playoffs. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was, you know.
Yeah.
JB, give me an entertaining relationship between two main people. What do you got?
How about Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker?
Already said. Give me a different one.
Ooh, how about Sherlock Holmes and Professor Moriarty.
Ooh, that's a really good answer.
Huge answer.
Yeah.
How about that?
I dig that.
The old school right there. All right, let's talk to Elliot Shore Parks. Of course, he joins us, at least once a week, but he also joins us more frequently when it's football season, particularly when it's training camp time. Because, we had our eyes on practice yesterday, but he's got his eyes on every practice, every moment of the field. And he joins us right now. We got a ton of different topics to talk to Elliot about. Good morning, Elliot.
So sadly, I misbeat the hammer. I'm just going to assume you won, though, right?
You assume correct, sir.
All right, cool. Just making sure. Congrats.
And Elliot,
congrats.
I want you to know, I want to tee off for everyone listening. Things on the table to talk to Elliot about today. Elliot and J.J. Watt.
Eagles
could have a new stadium. My 5 goals versus Fritz in this competition and whether I'll achieve them. Lane Johnson talking about the distractions from prior years. But I want to start, of course, as we should, with training camp practices, of which there have been 2, and you've seen them both.
Yeah.
What has stood out to you the most so far?
So I would say there's probably on both sides of the ball one main thing. On offense, it would just be how good Jalen Hurts has been. I have him down as 31 of 34 through 2 practices. And if you go back and include the 3 practices we saw during OTAs, he's completing 93% of his passes in the practices I've seen since the Super Bowl.
And I'm seeing some lasers out there, too, Elliot. Like, throws that, weaker-armed quarterbacks wouldn't even attempt.
he's had a few good throws, I would say. So he had one yesterday that was really nice, and it was to Dallas Goedert. Goedert was kind of in between 3 defenders. There was one window where he could get it to. It required a very specific throw. It had to be the perfect location and the perfect touch, and that's exactly the pass Jalen delivered.
The perfect shape and velocity to get to Dallas
Goedert. Yeah, so that was his best throw of camp so far. Later in the day yesterday, he had a really nice throw to Devontae, kind of across his body as he was rolling to the left side of the field. So, yeah, the thing about watching Jalen practice now is he just completes basically every pass. I mean, he has 3 incompletions. One of them was a drop. And the other 2, one of them, there was a flag thrown, and it was probably pass interference. So just watching how much he's matured as a quarterback since his rookie year or even, 2 years ago, it's really impressive, and it shows up over the first 2 days of practice.
So you would say, Elliot, you feel like it does look like the Kevin Petullo offensive coordinator, transition feels like it's, going well, as far as you can tell.
Yeah, I mean, it's still early, I would say. I'm not able yet to recognize any differences or wrinkles that they've
put
in.
He hasn't called a play in a game yet, right? So I want to make sure.
Yeah, and honestly, but the thing about
Has
Petullo,
he called a play yet? No. Okay.
He's not, no. But no. The thing about Petullo is it's not really about the transition from last season to week one. It's about, is he going to be able to come up with a solution to whatever defenses throw at them this year that they didn't see last year? And we won't know that until the season. But I will say, watching him and Jalen interact on the field, there was a moment yesterday, very early in practice, when I saw them huddled up talking, you know, pointing around. Like, so you can tell that the fact they've had a relationship is certainly
That's
beneficial
great.
So far.
So, Elliot, four or five starting spots are up for grabs. Linebacker, safety, corner, guard. Any early returns on whose arrows pointed up and whose arrows pointed down? And I know it's early, but any early sense of some of these spots?
I think the fact that Jahad Campbell has practiced so far, I know you didn't mention linebacker, but I would say him and Trotter are competing for a starting job next to Bond. So the fact that he's been out there is impressive. If you look at the other positions, cornerback, I think it's Keeley's job to lose, but I will say Adoree Jackson did get some first-team snaps yesterday. They're not on the practice field today. I'll be interested to see who's out there tomorrow when they hit the field at corner. And then at safety, I mean, I don't think they have a solution there right now. Some days it's Makuba. Sometimes it's Sidney Brown. They had Andre Sam, an undrafted free agent from a few years ago, out there with the first team defense yesterday. So one thing that definitely stands out on the defensive side of the ball is they have a lot of things to figure out, and they're going to hope to find a solution. But if they get 2 weeks into camp and they don't see that solution, they got a lot of draft picks to make trades. So I would expect them to be pretty active over the next month.
Wow. It really is interesting looking at the inside linebacker spot to just the way that they're using Trott Jr. so much. Jahad, I wasn't sure if that was because they're so cautious with Jahad Campbell, not sure what his injury will allow him to, you know, on his road to recovery from it, will allow him to do. I did think that offensively speaking, Elliot, it looked like they were trying to incorporate the backs in the passing game. I don't know if that's just because Jalen decided to check it down, if that's what the defense was giving him. You know, maybe they were all dropping to zones, and so, of course, you're going to check it down to your back. But, you know, A.J. Dillon getting involved a lot and early, maybe that's because these practices are all – early installation of the basic plays, but it was encouraging, don't you think? Like AJ's performance, the way that he looked, what did you make of him?
So I think what's encouraging would actually be from Jalen, in the way that he's not been somebody that traditionally checked the ball down. And when I talk about the 93% completion percentage, part of that is he knows where to go with the ball, and that is checking the ball down. I think last year a flaw in his game was he did hold onto the ball too long. I think he invited pressure, and he's a great runner, so I don't know if it's, you know, definitely the worst decision to run it instead of check it down. But regardless, I think something he needs to improve on is taking those easy outlet passes in the offense, and I think he's done a little bit more of that. And as a result, as you're saying, A.J. Dillon has a few catches. Saquon Barkley, I think, has three or four catches in the first 2 days. And Will Shipley did have a drop yesterday, but he's been involved in the passing game as well. So
yeah, the checkdown thing, you know, we didn't talk about it much because the play became what Saquon made of it versus the Jags last year, the leap. But that was a basic checkdown quarterback to running back, and Saquon, you know, got that extra 10 to 15
yards.
What
a huge play that can be.
Yeah,
I mean, just simply just give him the ball 5 yards downfield and he can go make it a touchdown.
And you avoid sacks and hits.
Yeah.
Sacks and hits are two different things, but both help your team. You know,
I would just quickly say the thing that just stands out to me so much about him doing it more is it just shows how much he's maturing when it comes to just playing the quarterback position. He's played it for 4 years now, and those checkdowns to me just show he's in complete control of the playbook and knows where he wants to go.
So, Elliot, why does J.J. Watt have an issue with you?
Who knows, man? I mean, you know, the training camp stats always get people going. I guess it's because they're just so interesting. But, do you want
explain to people what happened?
Yeah, so obviously training camp's in session. So I've been taking my training camp stats. And as has become the case, I would say over the past year or two, basically every camp now, the reporters track training camp stats. So I think, you know, Cleveland Brown stats, they have a quarterback competition. There was just a lot of stats floating around yesterday, which is lovely to see. I love to see it. And J.J. Watt tweeted essentially like a mini novel saying that training camp stats are dumb and they're stupid and we have no idea what's going on. And, you know, here's what I would say to J.J. Look, J.J. knows a ton about football. He's obviously played the game. And he's right. When I watch a practice, I do not know the play that they're calling. I do not always know if they're doing a situational drill, if they're doing a blitzing drill, because it's not always obvious, right? But what I would say is it's always better to have more information. I am better prepared to inform people of how Jalen performed because I can tell you he's gone 31 and 34 instead of just going, yeah, he's completed a lot of passes.
Right,
right?
I totally agree with you.
So yeah. I think, as is the case with any stat, it requires context. And I've never said that they don't require context, but fans are better informed around the league because we can now tell these people and the fans what the quarterback stats are and the receiver stats and the running back stats as opposed to
you. You
being
be you, Elliot. I'm
well,
in your corner.
It's what I learned from you, man. It's what I learned from
you. I appreciate that. Look, I'm a J.J. Watt fan, but you're right, and he's wrong on this one. So I'm team Shure Parks. All right, Elliot. So the Eagles would not have put out an email to their season ticket holders yesterday about possibly building a new stadium if they weren't seriously considering it as they move forward, right? I mean, you don't just do this when it's like a 1% chance of getting a new stadium. They clearly have this in mind. That's why they put the email out yesterday, correct?
Yeah, and, you know, I wouldn't say that the Eagles need a new stadium. Like, the Link is still a functioning good stadium, but it is not a high-quality stadium. It is not a stadium that you go to and you walk away from and say, what an amazing venue. Like, the crowd is great and the atmosphere is good, but it's got to be in the bottom half of the league when it comes to, like, just impressive stadiums. You look at Citizens Bank Park, that is aged well. That's a stadium you go to and it's impressive still. And I think the Eagles know the Link is just not that. So when they send the survey out, and I've seen the whole survey, I'll put out a bunch of the questions from it, and it's clear they want to upgrade the experience for fans at the Link, and that's not going to happen in that building.
Well, I will, Elliot, I will say this, because this was easy to identify in 03 when they moved in there. I mean, this is one of the first things I noticed. You can't move from section to section without having to go all the way down, over, and then all the way up. Meaning, you know, at the Vet, you could just walk around. If you're in the 700 level of the Vet, you just walk around the top.
Well,
but when you're at the Link, I think it's broken up into four different quadrants. Am I right about this? And you have to go all the way down to then move down through the concourse to then go up if you want to go visit your friend at halftime who's halfway around the top of the stadium. That's really aggravating.
Yeah, and I would also say, I mean, what's the signature thing about the Link? Like, when you think about the stadium, what stands out about it? What's the thing that you would say
probably,
is impressive or unique?
Nothing really.
Yeah, and, so I asked Jeffrey Lurie this at the Super Bowl, and it's clearly where this is going. They're going to build a state-of-the-art stadium with a roof on it. And
that's
maybe
awful.
It'll be it's not awful. When you get in there, Joe, you will love it. I would bet my life. But it'll have a canopy, maybe. It'll be something where they can host events year-round in there. When I asked Jeffrey about
before you say Lurie interactions, I want to hear that. I would only sign off on the roof if the Eagles promised to never use it during an Eagles game.
Well, I got bad news for you, buddy. That's not going to happen.
Well, then they're not going to get my endorsement. I mean, the reality is, if they want to have a roof so they can have concerts and soccer, what do I really care? But I do care if I have a freaking roof in November, December, and January, changing the experience for the Eagles team and players in the city of Philadelphia in a cold climate, northeast part of the country that we are used to. Chuck Bednarik played out there in the cold. Reggie White played out there in the cold. 2017 Eagles played out there in the cold. I do not want a roof.
Yeah, and we as humans used to live in houses that were cold, but guess what? We have technology now that allows us to live in comfort.
And the Vikings got soft.
The Vikings didn't get soft.
The Vikings were – no one was a more badass than the freaking Vikings in the 70s for cold climate stuff. Vikings, Bears, Eagles, stuff like that. Vikings got soft, haven't won squat top. Don't get
They didn't win squat top prior. I mean, they never won a Super Bowl.
But they got to four Super Bowls that when they freaking flipped the dome up there. They got soft.
They lost them all.
Both the Super Bowls the Eagles won have been in a dome.
Yeah, but they got there the hard way, man. They went through Siberia.
Yeah, so here's what I would say, and I have been a proponent of a dome, but I'll give James credit on this one. James went to the Dallas Stadium, which is a dome, and I think what fans aren't considering is if you put Eagles fans in a dome, it instantly becomes the hardest place to play in the NFL, I would say by a somewhat wide margin. And that's not the case if the roof is open.
It's the best argument there is. I'm anti-dome, Joe. I'm with you. But when I went to Dallas, like, it is, like, exponentially louder in a dome than it is at the Link. Like, it is so much louder. Okay. And Eagles fans in a dome is intriguing to me. That's the only angle on it that I think is good. Mm.
All right, Elliot, a couple other things I want to get to here, one of which is something Lane Johnson said this week. Interesting. He was talking to us, and, you know, one of the main topics for us, Elliot, today is whether we've ever had more confidence in the Eagles at this time of the year entering a season. Our poll result from a few days back, 54% of people.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball, all season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
56% of people are saying this is the most confident they've ever been. 44 said they've been either more confident or equally confident in the past. I was more confident in 04. It's all close. Lane Johnson's been through a couple times when they reached the bowl and then struggled the next year, and he talked about distractions. Listen to something Lane said.
Well, each team's different. So from Super Bowl teams, you lose so many guys. Free agency. So, you know, some of that nucleus is broken up a little bit, but yeah, what I do remember about that year is we started off not very good in 18, finished pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, had a chance to go to the NFC Championship game. And then 2020 or 2022 or 3 started off hot and then took a dumpster dive in the end. But through both of those, I think what I remember most is just being distracted. I think, you know, trying to achieve, you know, hit a home run every game, you know, just trying to be a hero every game instead of just playing the game.
So, Elliot, the first thing I thought of when he said distractions and hero ball was Carson in 18. But what do you think he meant in 23? Now, we know the defensive coordinator switch was a huge distraction, and more than a distraction, it disrupted flow. What else about 23 do you think would be termed a distraction? It's what they want to avoid. So what was it?
So I'd say in terms of hero ball, I mean, Jalen did turn the football over quite a bit that year. So maybe, you know, you bring up Carson in 18, but I think that was part of the downfall of 23. But in terms of a distraction, you know, I was around that team. I think in retrospect, maybe they were just kind of so focused on avenging the loss to the Chiefs, and it came out in a negative way where they were just waiting for the playoffs and the Super Bowl. And obviously they made the playoffs, but it was short lived. So just being around the team this year, I do think there is a confidence that was not there in 23. And, you know, I'd be curious for the players' perspective on that. But I just think this team this year knows what they're doing. And in 23, they were still kind of learning and trying to figure out how to get back. I think this year they just have been through it and are more confident in their ability.
Elliot, how concerned should we be about Jalen Carter? You know, just his situation. We know that he is different than the other guys, that he's just better. And he's last season he played more snaps than any D lineman has played around here for as long as I can remember. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that. But now this season's starting, and he's, you know, he's out there at practice, but you know, he's not practicing.
Yeah.
Is that a rest protocol? Is that the way things are going to be moving forward for Jalen Carter? Is this just something we should come to expect for other top players? You know, that we're just not familiar with the way that this looks. How do you explain it?
Yeah, so my read on it, having dealt with a lot of Eagles injuries in training camp over the years, my honest read on it is everything's okay. I don't get the sense that this is something that is worse than they're letting on. Now, yeah. Does that mean he'll practice tomorrow? I don't know about that, but I feel very confident he will be on the field against Dallas. And we talked so much this offseason about resting Saquon. I think there's almost a better argument for managing Jalen Carter a little better. Jalen Carter played, I think, over 1,000 snaps last year. He was out there for like 98% of the snaps or whatever it is. He's more important than Saquon in some ways. So they got to get him 2 week 1 ready to go and dominate, because that defense is completely dependent on him.
Yeah, he's massive. He's huge. All right, a couple final things, Elliot. So I have written down my 5 goals that I want to accomplish versus Jack in this me versus Jack thing. I want to get your assessment of whether I will achieve these 5 goals.
Okay.
Goal number 1 is to win the overall competition. Will I?
No.
Goal number 2 is that during the competition, before it's over, John Ritchie will root for me.
I'm disappointed in this one, but I'll say no.
Okay. Number 3 has been accomplished. It was that Jack releases the video. So I'm 1 for 5 so far. Goal number 4. Now, these next two are only predicated on if I win. Goal number 4. If I win, after I win, John admits I'm a better athlete than Jack. Will he?
Yeah, I think he has to.
Okay. Goal number 5, and this is where it's really going to get interesting. Again, if I win, after I win, Jack admits on the air that I am a better athlete than he is.
No shot.
No shot.
So maybe sore, you'll get sore loser.
Excuses.
Yeah, he'd be sore loser.
How could he possibly make excuses?
Well, he did it after golf, right? Like you,
he did.
You won a competition already, and Jack said he lost, you didn't win, so he's already done it.
And he completely obscured that I played great in the first 5 holes. There was a reason I was up 3-0. I mean, honestly, I played really well in the first 5 holes.
I don't know if you guys have talked about this, but I guess your tennis coach was on air yesterday. And
yeah. I didn't know that.
Wait, what
did he say? I did not know that.
Yeah. Well, he's claiming to be your tennis coach.
No, he is.
You mean with their show?
With their show,
yeah, with
right?
their that show. Yeah.
Oh, that's allowed. Wow. I got no problem with it. No, he told me he might call in. I just didn't know that he did. So how was that exchange?
I'll say this. I left it impressed. He said you are actually pretty good at tennis. He said he's coached like hundreds of adults in tennis, and they either are obviously bad or should have been playing their whole life, and you were closer to should have been playing your whole life. Okay. So
I did tell him to not say too much. Good God.
He hyped you up. He was.
I didn't want him to.
Well, yeah. He didn't get the memo.
No, he didn't get the memo.
I left thinking you have a better shot than I initially did.
Well, I'm going to win tennis. You can take that to the bank. So it's just a matter of 4 and 5. All right.
Well, I'm excited to watch it this time.
You'll be there, Elliot, on Tuesday?
Yeah. I mean, practice is over at 12, so I'm going to run over there.
Good, man. See if you can get Sirianni and Hertz there.
Yeah,
I'd love to,
no problem.
I'll let him know.
Maybe he'll end practice early for me.
All right, Elliot, final.
Tough call for Jalen on who to root for on that one. He actually might root for you, Joe, the two of you, honestly.
He should. All right, Elliot, final thing. It's our Twitter poll today. Which James, I've already done this this hour, correct? The Twitter polls, I think?
You have not, actually.
Okay, so there we go. Let me,
nice.
Elliot, I need an answer to the Twitter poll question of the day, which is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's annual sizzling summer sales event is on now. Visit ArminChevy.com for details. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. Elliot, from your perspective, which celebrity death hit you the hardest this week? Malcolm Jamal Warner, Ozzy Osbourne, or Hulk Hogan?
Man, really uplifting poll. I would say seeing the video of Ozzy's final performance really did make that hit home. That was a nice moment, but very sad. So I guess I would probably say Ozzy.
Yeah, we're pretty split here. So it's we'll get to the results in 9 o'clock hour. Elliot, nice job on the beat this week. We'll talk to you a ton next week. Thanks, pal.
Sounds good. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Elliot.
There he is, Elliot Shurparks. Man, it is going to be if the news really gets serious that the Eagles are looking for a new stadium, like if it really, really ratchets it up, those are going to be some shows on WIP, man. People are going to be.
Dude, I remember back in the day. Like, I remember those shows. Like, that was a.
You're talking about, like, 0102?
Yeah, I'm talking 0102. Like, that was a topic, man. Like, the PSLs, all that stuff. Like, I remember calls about all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, Elliot is out there at practice now with a special contraption for his taking notes. I don't know if anyone has seen it.
I have not. No,
he has a
lanyard.
It's like a little mini clipboard.
Oh yeah, he's had it for a while. That's
a tiny clipboard that he's made into a necklace.
He's kind of a dork.
So it's got the yellow paper clipboard, but it really is something that he can just reach down. It's got the pen attached.
It's got to chart every play.
Yep, charting every single snap that Jalen takes. It's a sight to behold.
Oh, man. J.J. Watt being mad at Elliot Shurparks made my week. All right,
funny.
Drop of the week. We'll get to that. Also, more from the Hulkster, some of what he said through the years, and phone calls. We're coming to you next from Borgata on 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.